Lawsuits have been filed challenging Alaska's redistricting plan. The deadline to sue over the state board developed voting district map was yesterday. And as KUAC's Dan Bross reports, challenges are coming from Fairbanks.
The Fairbanks North Star Borough is suing to halt implementation of an Alaska redistricting board plan that would include parts of the communities of Esther and Goldstream Valley in vast voting districts that stretch across western Alaska to the Bering Sea. Borough attorney Renee Broker says the plan violates a state constitutional standard that districts incorporate areas with similar socioeconomic makeups. Broker says Fairbanks' population is very different from western Alaska's.
People who live in unincorporated areas, you know, don't have property tax, don't deal with, you know, don't fund education, you know, totally different infrastructure needs.
Broker says the votes of affected Fairbanks residents are diminished by the proposed plan.
There's no real way to elect a representative that will be able to effectively represent you because they have a larger group of people that don't share your interest at all.
Broker says the borough has had interest in the suit from other communities, but none have joined it. Two Fairbanks area residents are independently suing to stop the plan. Attorney Mike Wallery represents George Riley of Esther and Ron Dearborn of Goldstream Valley, but Wallery says the suit is about all of Fairbanks.
After the census, the Fairbanks borough has a proportional, a right to proportional representation of 5.5 House seats and 2.8 Senate seats. And under the plan that was produced, Fairbanks voters basically have effective representation of 5 House seats and 2 Senate seats, which is a substantial diminution in their proportionate representation that they are legally entitled to.
The suit says the redistricting plan results in proportional underrepresentation of City of Fairbanks voters. Wallery says the problem is acute for Esther and Goldstream because those communities are split in the proposed plan, with half of each going into districts that otherwise consist of rural native villages. State Redistricting Board Executive Director Taylor Bickford calls the plan a compromise. Bickford says it resulted because Fairbanks has extra voters that need to go somewhere.
The Fairbanks North Star Borough had, you know, roughly 8,000 people in excess to the five whole districts. So you build the five districts that they're entitled to, and then you have about 8,000 people left over. And so, you know, clearly you can't draw a district without adding population to that Fairbanks chunk. And the reason why is because the one person, one vote mandate of the U.S. Constitution requires us to get as close as we can to the ideal district size, which for us was 17,755.
Bickford says other options looked at by the board included lumping East Fairbanks into a large district that extended to Valdez. Fairbanks advocated for that proposal, but Bickford says it would have resulted in dilution of the Alaska Native vote, a violation of the Federal Voting Rights Act. Bickford says the redistricting board's primary goal is federal compliance, a priority previously backed by courts.
The state Supreme Court has said over and over again that when you look at competing legal principles, and you always have that in a redistricting process, that you first look at the federal constitution, you then look at the Federal Voting Rights Act, and then you finally look at the state constitutional requirement.
Bickford says the Alaska Redistricting Board admits stretching state constitutional principles in its plan. The plan must be approved by the U.S. Justice Department for compliance. If a lawsuit challenging it succeeds, it will force the board to reconvene and consider other options. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.